Dr. Ohm's office. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm trying to reach Mr. Robert Abrams.
Yes. This is his assistant. Is there any way I can help you?
This is Rachel calling on behalf of Omax Health customer.
Oh, okay. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Hello.
Hi, this is Rachel calling on behalf of Omax Health customer care, trying to reach Mr. Robert Abrams.
Yes, he's with the patient. So, is there any way he can call you back, or he says if you need to speak with me, you can.
Okay, he's welcome to call the call center. He said he's having some problems with receiving his shipments for the last two orders, so I just wanted to try to confirm the address.
Or it's 1135 South Sunset, Suite 301. So we moved the first part of May, so that's when the problem started.
Okay, is there an avenue on it? Is it Sunset Avenue?
Yes.
Okay, Suite 301, and then it's in West Covina, Covina, California, 91790.
Mm-hmm. And what's funny is I've been with him 34 years, so I get the mail every day. Now,
okay.
I know the postman, if the box is too big, he'll leave it on the floor. But I mean, we don't know what happened to it, but we have the key with the mailbox for our old suite, which was 107, and we also have the key for our new suite, which is 301.
Okay.
So I check both mailboxes when I go, and I don't ever remember getting a box.
Okay. All right. Just
so,
more.
And I mean, he's not the type that would say he didn't get it if he didn't get it. You know what I mean? He has a lot of money.
Yes, ma'am, I understand, but we just have to check, especially if the post office says they delivered it, to see maybe if there's a better address to have it sent to or to find out if we have the correct address.
Yeah, because I put in an address correction.
Okay.
In April. I paid for a year with the post office, so they could forward everything to our new address. I mean, even though I did that, we still get stuff in the mailbox 107, but... I don't know where the problem is, but
probably the forwarding stuff is probably where they were crossing it up at. Excuse me.
But wouldn't it go back to you?
I don't know. The post office is just saying they delivered. It didn't show anything was returned to sender. Pardon me.
Oh.
So they would actually have to let you know what they did with them. But
what happens from here?
No, he's requested a reshipment. So since it shows here that he didn't receive. Can you excuse me for a moment?
Of course.
Sorry about that. Didn't want to do that in your ear. Since it's
That's
noted.
Okay.
Yeah, since it's noted that he didn't receive a shipment for the second time, it's a concern because we just wanted to find out if we actually have the correct address is what I wanted to do. But if the address...
Is there any way you can send it, like, with signed signature so he doesn't have that problem? Because he's been buying these for years, and he never had the problem before, only till when we moved. Like, this man, I think you have a history on him. He's been bought it for a long time.
Yes, ma'am. It's really not a question of integrity. We just have to check addresses and find out what's happening. I don't think we can do it from our end, but I don't know if there's a request that you can confirm with the Postal Service to make sure everything's going to your updated address. Maybe you can reach out to them regarding that. Or if you would actually like these actually like these held for him.
You mean no more shipments?
No, ma'am. The post office, if he would like to have these hailed, let them know that the merchant is delivering now to the correct address.
Yeah, I know they're delivering to the correct address because I get the mail, and I have mail in my box 301 every single day.
Okay.
And everyone has a little yellow sticker that says forwarded. So whatever the post office gets, I still get stragglers.
Okay.
In the box 107, I still do get mail there, so they do slip. Sometimes it slips through the cracks.
Right.
But I do open each mailbox daily.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
So he just wants to know what is his option, like what can he do? What are you going to do about this?
No, he's already requested a reshipment. We're prepared to reship it, but... since I wasn't the individual that spoke with them over the phone, I had to confirm that the address that we have is the actual address that it needs to go to.
Okay. So if you reship it, go ahead and reship it. When can I expect it so I can be looking for it?
Delivery is normally within 4 to 7 business days. There's a tracking confirmation that the system will send to the email that's on file.
Okay.
It's what's supposed to happen. It shows docabrams@gmail.com. If that's his current email, he's supposed to receive a shipping confirmation. Of course, if something happens.
Yeah, you know what? Can you send it to his work email? Because we're in that every day.
Okay, that means I'll have to update it. So let me just get over to the main file here. All right, so let me just take this one out. Okay, and what is that email?
So it's his name. So it's Robbie, Robbie, dot Abrams, Abrams, at yahoo.com. Because him and I are on his email daily. So if that comes through, I'll be able to print it out. That other one's a personal one, and it's on his phone. He don't even know how to work his phone. At his age, he just doesn't know how to really work his phone.
Okay.
He's an older guy.
Okay, no. Excuse me, no problem at all. Pardon me. So let me...
And what's your name?
Let me do it. This is Rachel.
Oh, Rachel. I'm sorry, Rachel. Okay, perfect.
So let's see. Edit. Should allow me to do it here. Okay, I think that's updating. That's ticking. Oh, I see. Let me try that again. I'm sorry about the delay.
No problem.
But yeah, we always try to find out where the breakdown is. Sometimes people leave unit numbers off. There's just different things that happen, so.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you see it did never happen before until we moved.
Is it possible that the post office thinks maybe there's an error there, maybe, and they still try to revert it back to the old one?
I don't think so, because every piece of mail we get has a forwarding address on it. It has a little yellow sticker that says forwarded to.
Okay. Well, let's see. We just have to document it if the post office says it was delivered.
Okay.
But I'll confirm that the address is correct. And sometimes people do request that the post office holds it, if they think it may get too warm where they're delivering it, or if they think
yeah.
the post office
I mean,
may
if
make
we
an
have
issue
that
with
problem
it.
Again, we can do something about it, but he doesn't want to go up. He's 75 years old. He doesn't want to go back and forth to the post office.
Oh, okay.
So
yes, ma'am.
If there's a continues to be a problem on this next shipment, then we can maybe we can just hold it and I can go pick it up or something, but let's try it. I'll track the email, like when you send it, and then every day I'll be looking for it.
Okay, so I've gotten his email updated to Robbie, Robbie, Abrams@yahoo.com.
You got it.
All right, so once it gets shipped, and it may be on the morrow, but
okay.
It takes about 4 to 7 business days. But he's supposed to receive an order and a shipping confirmation. It'll contain the link, and it's supposed to let you know when it's getting close to delivery, and someone can be looking out for it.
Oh, Rachel, thank you so much. You'll make him very happy. He swears by that stuff.
Okay, we're glad he's enjoying it.
Don't ask me what it's good for, but he thinks it's great.
Okay, and you know, I didn't even confirm the product, but it's the Omax Ultra Pure Fish Oil. I guess that's a smart thing to do because we have other products as well.
Yeah, I think it is a fish oil.
Okay, is there
it's
anything
probably,
else?
It's probably good for stamina, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
Anyways, Rachel, thank you. Have a beautiful day today.
You do the same.
He was standing behind me, so
okay.
He's happy. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for being an Omax Health customer.
Thank you, Rachel. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.